Okay, we're on a Yud Gimel Amud Aleph at the second wide line. It says, we said it's on the Mishnah, Yosef Zacha to bury his father, Chulei. Maishna Mikara asked the Gemara, why, what's the difference? At the beginning, when they went to bury Yaakov, it says, "Vayal Yosef likboras avi, vayalu ito kol avdei farov gomer vehadar," and afterwards it says, "Vechol beis Yosef vechavu beis aviv," meaning when they went to bury Yaakov, first is mentioned the Mitzrim, the kol avdei farov, and afterwards beis Yosef, meaning that the Mitzrim went ahead of them. They didn't give them kavod; they just walked ahead of Bnei Israel, and they didn't give them much kavod. So what's the difference between that and Umayishna Labasov when they came back from the Kfura? The Chsiva says Vayashav Yosef Mitzrayim Ahu Ve'achav, and then Ve'hadar V'chol Ol Haolim Ito Likbor Es Aviv, meaning when they came back was the opposite. There Bnei Israel came first and the Mitzrayim followed. That was, they gave kavod to Bnei Israel. So what's the difference? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Bitchila Achalo Ra'ug Bichvodam Shal Yisrael Lo Nagu Behem Kavod. Initially, when they didn't see the kavod of Bnei Israel, so they didn't give them kavod, and they just went first, the midstream. But afterwards, after the kfura, then they saw the kavod of Bnei Israel, then nagu v'hen kavod, then they gave them kavod. Diksiv, as it says in the pasuk, v'yavo ad goren ha'atad. They came to goren ha'atad. So the Gemara asked, v'chi goren yeshlo la'atad? Atad is like thorns. He said, do you make like a goren, like a threshing floor of thorns? Do you gather them up and put them into piles, thorns? Amar Rabbi Abahu, milame chekifu k'tarim larono shel Yaakov. Rather, the place was called that. That doesn't mean really like thorns. It's just a hint that what they did over there. What did they do? They surrounded their crowns, they put their crowns around the Aron of Yaakov, kigoren zeh shemekifim lo atad, just like a goren, to protect it, you put thorns around it, so too, they put their crowns around the Aron. Shebao b'nei Esav b'nei Shmel b'nei Keturah, they came to give kavod to Yaakov, and they put their crowns on the Aron. And therefore the Mitzrim saw this a kavod, and then they said, oh, wow, they're giving them Yaakov all this kavod, so we'll give the kavod also, and that's why they went after them when they walked back from the Kfura.
How did the Gemara
answer?
Right.
It says they did put atad. No, it's just like a... No, like an atad. Right, they were just like an atad is thorns that you put around the goren to protect it. So too they put it's the name of the place that they gave they put the crowns around the aron, just like this goes around like that. Tana kulam, all of them, meaning Bnei Esav, Bnei Yishmael, Bnei Keturah, all of them, they actually came lemilchama bo. They originally came to make a milchama with Bnei Yaakov in order that Yaakov shouldn't be buried in the Maras HaMachpelah. But Kevan Shirao Kitzo Shel Yosef Talui Be'arono Shel Yaakov. But once they saw that Yosef's crown was hanging on the Aron of Yaakov, so Natlu Kulan Kisrayim Betalum Be'arono Shel Yaakov. They all took their crowns and they also put it on the Aron of Yaakov as well. Tana Shloshim Vishisha Ktarim Nitlu Barano Shel Yaakov. So there was all together, Rashi's gonna give the Cheshbon, there were all together, therefore 36 crowns around the Aron of Yaakov. Okay, let's see Rashi. Okay, Maishna Mikara, okay, Dr. Minhu Limitsrim, that the first Mitzrim went first, Mikami Yachei Yosef, before the brothers of Yosef, Umayishna Labasov, Tichsiv, Hu Vechav, Vahadar Vechol Olim Ito. When they came back, it was the opposite. The Bnei Yaakov went first. Vechi Derech Lesof Atidim Lasot Mehem Goren, is a Derech to gather thorns and make a Goren. Shemekifin Lo Atad, Geder Shel Kotzim, they put a fence of Kotzim around. when as one does when around the Goren. Shloshim v'shisha k'tarim. We said 36 k'tarim were on the Yaron. How? What's the cheshbon? Says Rashi. Yud beit nesim d'Yishmael. The 12 nesim of Yishmael. The kaf gimel alufim nimnu beisav. In the Torah lists the alufei esav. There is 23. So 23 and 12 is 35. And when plus Yosef's, that's the 36. Beim tomar I kafein. If you look in the Torah and you count the alufei esav, you don't get 23, you get 25. So Rashi answers the teiman v'knaz nimnu shtei pamim. They're listed there twice, so there's really 23. Beim tomar korach nimne beit pamim. I korach is also written twice. No, that's different. That's shnei korachin. That's two separate korachs. Echad was mibnei Alifaz, the son of Esa, Alifaz. Echad mibnei Alivama. Mikol makom lamed heihen. Therefore, you have 35, and the kitro shel Yosef are lamed vav. That's your 36. Okay, back to the Gemara. V'yispedusha misped gadol v'kaved meod. Tana shafilu asusim v'afilu achamorim. That there was such a serious misped for Yaakov that even the horses and the donkeys were sad. Okay, kevan shegiul marasa machpela asa Esav kamakov. So he got to marasa machpela to bury Yaakov, and Esav said no, nothing doing. He didn't want to allow them to bury Yaakov. So Amar lahen. So the Bnei Yaakov said to. Esav said to Bnei Yaakov the following: Mamre kiryasayim harba hi chevron. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak. So this Rashi says that this is not the lashon of Esav. He didn't say Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. But the Gemara is interjects here. That's what's Kiryat Arba. It's called Kiryat Arba because Arba Zugos Hayu. There's four pairs that were buried there. We have Adam and Chava, Avraham and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, and Yaakov and Leah. So what happened? Now we're back to Esav talking. And Esav said, listen, Ihu, referring to Yaakov, Kavra Lelea, Bidide, right? Because after Yitzchak died, there were two spots left. So Esav said, so look, so Yaakov buried his wife Leah in one of those spots, and I get the other one. Okay, so Yaakov Kavra Lelea, Bidide, he buried him in his spot. Bahai Defai Yishdidi, who? And the one that's left over, that's mine, right? Because we're the two narrators, me and Yaakov and I, says Esav. So Yaakov took one of them. He had decided to put his wife there. When, fine, that's his decision. But the other one's mine. So what happened? Amrulei, then Yaakov said to Esav, no, Zabinta, excuse me, you sold your birthright or whatever, and therefore you sold the extra kever as well. Amar lahu, Esav said, no, nothing doing. Nehi, the Zabine Becherusa, Pishiusa Mizabni, says, I sold the extra portion of the Bechor, but I didn't sell the standard portion of the Bechor, Mizabini. So Amrulei, they said back, In, yeah, you even sold the regular portion as well. You sold this extra kever as well. Dichsiv, as it says, Bekivri Asher Karisili, this is Yaakov said to Yosef, right, before he died, he says, I want you to bury me, Bekivri Asher Karisili Be'eretz Kanan, like the kever that I was Karisili. So Pashupshat is dug, but here it means a sale, as it says, V'amar Rabbi Yochanan Yishim Rabbi Shim Ben Yotzdak, that ain't Kira Lashon Mechira. Kira here means Mechira. Shekein Bekarche Yam Karin LeMechira Kira. They call in the seaside towns, they call a mechira kira, and therefore asher karisili means that was sold to me. So Yaakov said beferish, you know, he said that he had was sold to him this the kever. So Esav sold it to him. Amar lahu, so Esav said, oh yeah, havuli igarta. So if that's the case, if I sold it, so bring me the contract, let me see it. So what happened? Amrulei igarta be'arde mitzrayimi. They said, well, we have the contract, but it's not here with us. It's in Mitzrayim. Uman nezil. So who's going to go now back to Mitzrayim and fetch the contract? So nezil Naftali. So well, Naftali will go. Why? The kalil ki ailata, because he's a light on his feet, like a ram. So dichsiv adasev Naftali ayala shlucha hanosein imre shefer. Amar Rabbi Abahu, Al tikre Imre Shafer, don't read Imre Shafer, Ella Imre Sefer, that he went to get the Sefer, the contract. Okay, so what happened? In the meantime, Hushim Bre Dedan Taman Hava. So Hushim, the son of Dan, he was there at the mechira, at the burial over here. V'yakiran le'udne, and he was hard of hearing. So Amar Lahu, he said to them, my high, says, what's going on over here? So some say that even though he's hard of hearing, he could still speak. Others say that he did this like with writing or whatever. He hinted to him, he couldn't speak. But anyway, so he said, what's going on? So Amrulay, they said, Kameakev high, Ada Ati Naftali Miar to Mitzrayim, that Esav's stopping us from the bearing until Naftali comes back from Mitzrayim. Amar Lahu, he said to them, what? Ada Ati Naftali Miar to Mitzrayim, Yehei Avi, Abba Mutal Bibi Zion, what? Until Naftali comes back, my grandfather Yaakov has to be sitting here in disgrace. So what did he do? Shakal Kulfpa, he took a stick, Machye Areshe, and he hit Esav on the head and he killed him. Natran Eine Venaflu Akara the Yaakov, and Esav's eyes fell out and they fell on the feet of Yaakov. Paschinhu Yaakov Leine, and when that happened, Yaakov opened up his eyes, Vachich, and he smiled. V'hainu Dechsiv, that's what it says in the Pasuk, Yismach Tzadik Kichaza Nakom, that the Tzadik's happy when he sees revenge. Pa'amav Yerchatz B'dam HaRasha, his feet are washed in the blood of the Rasha. Be'ot Oshah Niskayim Nevuasa Shel Rivka, at that moment the Rivka's Nevuah was Mekayim, a little bit, as we'll see. Dechsiv, as it says, Lama Ashkal Gam Shneichem Yom Echad. Rivka said why should I lose both of you, you know, Yaakov and Esav on the same day? Be'afal Gav de Mitasan Lo B'Yom Echad Hava, even though they didn't die the same day, obviously, because Yaakov would died before, now Esav was died now. But the Kfurasan Miyah B'Yom Echad Havai. But at least the Kfura was on the same day. Okay, let's see Rashi. Kame'akev Shalo Yikbrusham, that he didn't want them to be buried there. So Amar Kiryas Arba Shema. It's called Kiryas Arba. She'ein Machzeket Ela Dalet Zugos. It only has room for four pairs. Hadam Rav Yitzhak Lav Milsad Esav, as we said, is not this Rav Yitzhak, not what Esav's words over here. El Gemara Kamar La Gemara is this in you know, sticking this in. Lameimar time of the Ikuv. Why the Ikuv was the Vaday Kain Have Kedivrei Esav Sheina Makzeket Ela Shmona Kfarim. It is like what Esav said. It only can hold four kfarim, eight kfarim. Iu Yaakov kavra l'Leah b'didei. So Yaakov buried Leah in his spot. V'chelak hamigio, it's coming to him. Can you see what it says? V'shama kavarti es Leah. Zivinte shemacharta habechora. You sold it when you sold the bechora. So nai de zivinte lebechora. Yes, I sold the extra portion. V'lo atal pishnaim ela kamosa. I'm not going to take the double portion. Ela just like what he's taking, the single portion. But pshusa means I didn't sell the original portion. Chelki v'chelak pashud lo macharti, that I didn't. So amalein, yes, you did. Pshitich gnamim davan. You even sold their standard portion. Chelkacha b'marazu legamri, completely. Shekacha maravinu b'shas misa. We know that because our father said when he died, asher karisili, that was sold to me. Ve'ein kira, as we said, elashon mechira kamo echrali b'chamisha sar kesef. Okay, Havuli Igrita, bring me the contract. Harali Shtara Mechiras. Yakirin Udne, he was hard of hearing. Kavdu Azna Mishmoa, Kain Chushim. So my high, so he said, what's going on over here? Lama in Chem Kovrim, why are you burying him? So Shakal Kulfa, what's a Kulfa? Makel, he took a stick. Kamo Kulfe Tuve Bala Biavimi in Erechin. Ve'i lo Yasek Beyos. Okay, sorry, that's that. Right, there's the famous Chaim Shmulevitz said, how come the brothers of Yosef, why didn't they see the disgrace of Yaakov? Why only Chushim bin Dan? He says, oh, disgrace, why didn't they realize that? So he has a whole mimer about how a person gets used to a matzav and doesn't realize how bad it is. You know, they started off at talk to Esau, what's going on, why don't you let it, and they got so involved with the situation that they didn't realize that Yaakov was in disgrace. Whereas Chushim, he wasn't involved in the whole give and take because he was deaf. So he just like, hey, what's going on over here? And therefore he was aroused to it, whereas the other brothers weren't. Okay, back to the Gemara. V'i lo asik be Yosef, echav lo havi me askebe, v'aksi v'yisu also b'nei banav arza kanat. The Lashon's a little bit funny over here, Rashi declares it. but meaning that it says it seems to the psukim seem to point out that that Yosef, you know, did the burial. It says Vayal Yosef Likpor et Aviv, and afterwards it says Acharei Kavro es Aviv. It doesn't look like Yosef was doing everything over here. So therefore, Gemara says, is that's really true? Vilo asak be Yosef, what echav lo? I'm asking, if it wasn't for Yosef, the brothers wouldn't, they weren't involved at all. He says that they were, really. It says, vaksim, ve yusu oso banam, v'artza kanan. So why is it that Torah, why did Yosef, you know, take the central, you know, figure over here in burial, when, you know, why dafke Yosef? So Amru, because the other brother said, haniku lo, let Yosef, you know, be the ikar over here. Why? Because kvodo b'malachim yoter mibed yotot. Because our father is, you know, very chashiv, so it's better that the melech, Yosef, was like a melech, that he should be doing the ikar burial, because he's a melech and not a simpletons. Okay, Rashi. Ve'ilo asik be'Yosef echav al milo havi miaske be'kolomar he'ache nichu echav le'Yosef li'tol lo es Hashem. Why did the brothers, you know, leave Yosef to, you know, be the ikar over here? Levado shel kfuras aviim v'chi parku me'aleim ol. What did they, you know, take off the yoke? V'lo chashulo, they didn't care. V'im lo nisasek bohu heim lo hayu misaskin. But one, if Yosef wouldn't, they wouldn't. Vaksi ve'yusu also banav alma avheim. You may ask asking, yeah, they did. And Bikfurato, because it says Achare Kavro es Avi, but it says after he, Yosef, he was Kover. So Talakasu Bo Shahu Haya Ikra Davar. He was Ikra. Why? So Amru Echav Beneim, they said between themselves, Hanicholi Tasik Bo Keneged Kulanu, let him do the Ikra over here, because Kvoda Shalavinu Bemelech, it's better that our father should have a Melech take care of him, more than us who are simpletons. So Yosef was a Melechu. Okay, back to the Gemara. We learn in our Mishnah, Milanu Gadol Mi Yosef, that who is great as Yosef, that Moshe Rabbeinu himself was Osek in bringing his bones. Tanu Rabbana, Bo'rei Kama Chavivas Mitzvahs Al Moshe Rabbeinu. See how dear the mitzvahs are to Moshe. Shekol Yisrael Kulam Nisasku V'Biza. Because all of Yisrael, they're Osek in Bizas Mitzrayim, taking the things of Mitzrayim. Behu Nisasek B'Mitzvahs. But Moshe, he was instead Osek in the mitzvah of taking the Aron of Yosef. Shnei Mars, it says, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs V'Gomer. Uminain hayayodeya Moshe Rabbeinu heichan Yosef kavur. Where did how did Moshe know, and how did Moshe know where Yosef was buried? So Amru, so Chazal say that Serach bas Asher nishtare mi also ador. Serach bas Asher, she was left over from the previous generation, and you know, when from the time when they came into Mitzrayim, meaning she was over 210 years old, right? V'halach Moshe etzla. So Moshe went to her. Amar La, and he said to Moshe, Moshe said to her, Klumat Yodat Mehechan Yosef Kabur, by any chance you know where Yosef is buried? Amrulo, Aron Shamatechet Asulo Mitzrayim. So he said, yeah, the Mitzrayim made a casket of metal, and they put Yosef in there. Vikavuhu Benilus Hanar. And they put it in the bottom of the Nilus, in the bottom of the Nile. And some say that it was a very, very heavy iron. It was like 10 tons. That's how heavy the iron was. And they said then they put him in the Nile. Kadeshis barchu meimav. So that the waters will have a bracha and overflow. And I think Bnei Yada says, gematria of Nilus is Yosef. It's the same gematria. So they put him in the Nilus, so the water should be, I guess maybe they knew the gematria. Huh? So halach Moshe ve'amar al sfas ha'nilus. So Moshe stood by the shore of the Nilus, and Amar lo, and he said to him, Yosef, Yosef, higiu ha'et shenishma kodesh baruch hu sh'ani goel eschem. He said, listen, time has come for the geula. V'higi ha'shvua shenishpata es Yisrael. And the time has come, you know, for the shvua that you made Yisrael take, that we're going to take your Aaron to Eretz Yisrael. So if you show yourself good, we'll take you. But if you don't, then listen, we can't take you. So we're clean of our shvuah. We don't have to do it. So miyad safar anosho Yosef. So immediately Yosef's aron came to the surface. Ve'altit ma'he'ach barzel tzav. Now don't wonder, how is it possible that iron could float? Why? Sharek siv. It says by the disciples of Elisha. It says, "Vayhi achad bapil hakorah v'esa barzel nafal amayin." The pasuk says that one of the students of Elisha, he was cutting a beam, and the head of the axe flew off and fell into the water. So he got upset, and he said, "Aha, Adoni, Behu Shaul." He says, "What should I do? It's a borrowed axe, and so I got to return it." Vayomer Isha Elohim Ana Nafal. So Elisha asked him, "Where exactly did it fall?" So he showed him, "Vayarei Vesamakom, Vayiktav Eish Eit." So Elisha took a little piece of wood, he threw it in that place, and lo and behold, vayatzef barzel, the axe head, which was made of iron, it floated to the top. So now the Gemara makes a kal v'chomer. V'alo dvarim kal v'chomer. Uma Elisha talmido shel Eliyahu. Elisha, who is just a talmid of Eliyahu, v'Eliyahu talmido shel Moshe, and Eliyahu is a talmid of Moshe. Does it means Rashi said not that he was, you know, learning in Moshe's yeshiva, but rather it means that he learned the Torah Moshe. So Elisha, who is just a talmid of Eliyahu, who's learning the Moshe's Torah. And he was able to do this, to make the barzel tzaf, tzafa barzel mipanav, that when the tzaddik goes there, you know, Hashem is mekayim. So mipnei Moshe Rabbeinu alachas ma'akam avkama. So if Elisha could do it, so certainly Moshe Rabbeinu himself can do it. Okay, let's see, Rashi. Nitasku bebiza shel Mitzrayim, kedei shisparchu meimav tamid, so that they put it in Yosef's arm there, so that they should have constant bracha with the Nile. Lefi she'ein Eretz Mitzrayim shel tamim megeshamim, because Eretz Mitzrayim doesn't get the rain, ela, kula asuya yoreim uvecharitzim minilus. It's made up of all these subsidiary, you know, things coming from the Nile. Ad sofa medina to kama parsa, it's from the Nile all the way to the end of the country. Vinilus olau mashk, and then when the Nile rises, the water goes up and goes into all these tributaries. Umashke, and it waters everything. Umit barach, and it gets a bracha. Umimalei otan yoreim, and it fills up all these rivers. Umashkin mehem esarad. From that, they water all their fields. Behind Yudhisiv, and we see this in Zechariah. It says, Vaya, im lo yalem mikol mishpachot v'chulei. You're talking about if the goyim do not come to Jerusalem, v'lo aleim yehah geshem, then they're not going to have the geshem. So it says by the other nations, they're not going to have geshem. V'im mishpachot Mitzrayim lo talav, and if the people from Mitzrayim won't come to Jerusalem, v'lo tavo, v'lo, then it says v'lo tavo, v'lo aleihem, v'ein kasiv kan geshem. It doesn't say and the geshem's not going to come by Mitzrayim. Why? Ela v'lo aleihem. It just says not on them. It doesn't say the geshem. V'lo yem yeh oto hanahar she'ein shotim imenu. Meaning, what's not going to be on them? They're not going to have the river. In other words, they're not going to have the Nile give them the water. So we see it's different. Mitzrayim's different than the other nations. They have the Nile. But you notice in Ben Uziel, Tir game. He was metargim below aleim. He was metargim of the tisuk nilus, that the Nile goes up. Okay, vayehi echad mapil koras. It's Rashi, but talmidei Elisha ksivim lachim. It says in Sefer Malachim, by talmidim of Elisha. Behu Shaul. He said it's borrowed. Veshilu lo. It was lent to him. Talmido shel Moshe velo shelamad mipiv. Not that Eliyahu learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. Ela torasos shel Moshe lamdu limdu Eliyahu. It was just taught to him the Torah of Moshe. Okay, back to the Gemara. Rabbi Nasan Omer, a different opinion, Bekarbenit Shel Malachim Hayakavur. That Yosef was buried not in, he wasn't in the Nile, but he was amongst the tombs of the kings. So Halach Moshe Ve'amad Al Karbenit Shel Malachim, so he went over to the tombs, and Amar Yosef, so then Moshe said, Yosef, Higiyu Eich Nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shani Go Eleschem again, same as before, he says, time has come for me to redeem the Jewish people, Ve'higiyu Shvua Hishbata Es Yisrael, time has come for the Shvua that you made us to take you, so Ima Tamareat Mecha Mutav, if you show yourself good, we'll take you, Vim Lav Harayanu Minakimu Shvua Eschav, now we're clean of our shua. When that happened, at that moment, the Aron of Yosef shook, and so Moshe noticed, you know, which it is. Nitalo Moshe, he took it, Viviu Etzlohen took it with him. Rashi, Bekarbenit Shel Malachim, these are the Kfarat Shel Malachim, the tombs of the Malachim, Belashar Yevanihu. Right. It's a different pshat. Yeah, Rabbi Nasan's. B'chol otan shanim shayu Yisrael b'midbar, back to the Gemara, and those years that B'nai Yisrael were in the Midbar, hayu shnei aronot halalu, there were these two aronot with them. Echad shel meis, one aron of meis, that was Yosef, echad shel shechina, and the aron of bris, that had the luchos in it. Mahachim zeim zeh, they were going together. Vayu ovrim b'shavimur, and people passing by would say, mati van shel shnei aronot halalu, what are these two aronot over here? Amru, and then Yisrael would tell the people, echad shel meis, one is of meis, Yosef, right, echad shel shechina, and one of shechina. Vichimad zarko shel meis, like, im shechina, what's going on? Why is this aron of meis going with the shechina, with the other aron? Samru, so they would answer back, ki emze kol mashe katuv bezeh, that this one Yosef was mekayim everything that was in that one, you know, was in the aron of bris. Okay, last Rashi, ki emze mashe katuv bezeh agad azu mefurish b'mechilta b'parshas vayhi b'shalach paro. So Rashi brings a little bit of this mechilta that is brought down, and he says the following. It says k'siv b'zeh, it says in the luchos anochi, right, anochi shem alokecha, and then the mechilta goes through and shows by each of one of the debras how we see Yosef was mekayim. So it says anochi, so this here Rashi just brings down a few of them. K'siv b'zeh, and it says atach elokim anochi, as the Yosef said to Pharaoh, am I in the place of Hashem? K'siv b'zeh, it says in the Lucas, lo yelecha, you shouldn't have other gods. K'siv b'zeh, hello kim anire, he says, I only said Yosef. Lo tisa, you shouldn't take Hashem's name in vain. And chei paro, Yosef just said chei paro instead of using Hashem. Zachor yom haShabbos, it says in the pasuk tfoach tavach ve'achen, that they prepared vein ze'ela yom haShabbos, they prepared for Shabbos. V'chein hu omer v'chinu es asher yaviu, that was the preparation for Shabbos. V'chein kol aseres dibra, etc., etc. Now the Rashi says that all the aseres dibras, we see that Yosef is mekayim. And then besides that, the Michilta says he was also mekayim some other mitzvahs. Lo tisnes achicha bilvavecha, he didn't hate his brothers in his heart, he forgave them or whatever. Lo tikom v'lo titor, he didn't take revenge on his brothers. V'chei achicha imach, he supported his brothers, etc. And up the cute little gematria, the Ben Yada says on this kiyem zeh mashakasu bazeh, he says you can read it ba zayin hey. What Yosef is mekayim, what's in the luchos zayin hey, the seventh kedibra and the fifth. The seventh is lotinav, and the hey, the fifth one is ki kaved es avicha v'esimecha. That of all the things, those are the two things that he was, you know, losinaf, he didn't, was mezana, and he was mechaved his parents. So those are the two main ones. Ki mezana, okay. Mashachazu, bazeh, zayin, hey. Okay.
Ki
mezana,
that's a good excuse that they should be in the mountain of Israel.
That they should what?
That the Aaron should be in the mountain of Shechina? Just because it's going to make a drasha. This guy kept.
No. Okay, I'm not sure. I don't know if it was in the Machane Shechina. I didn't say there was. I don't know.
Who says so?
Right. No.
Together with Moshe.
No. The Shechina is the Aron HaBris. That's called the Shechina. That was called the Aron HaBris. Was called the Shechina.
So the Kohanim carried it.
Yeah, I mean, you.
The what?
The Aron HaBris.
Right. No, I'm saying, so I don't know if it was like right there, they're holding it next to it, and it could be it was they saw these two arnos, and I'm saying it doesn't say that they were touching and stuck together. It was they were both, they was here and this was here, but they saw, hey, what are these two?
Just like they gave this cover.
Yeah, they saw what these two arnos over here. Yeah, I don't know if they were together.
It's interesting. Yosef was without his shevet. The Ephraim and Menashe became the what the shvatim.
Sometimes
the Ephraim and Menashe's shvatim took their zeder.
No,
but they forgot about Yosef because they didn't know where.